Potter.
Oh, this can't be good.
Enjoying ourselves, are we?
I had a free period this morning, Professor.
So I noticed. I would think you would want to fill it with potions. Or is it no longer your ambition to become an Auror?
It was, but I was told I had to get an outstanding on my OWL.
So you did, when Professor Snape was teaching potions. However, Professor Slughorn is perfectly happy to accept NEWT students with exceeds expectations.
Brilliant. Well, I'll head there straight away.
Oh, good, good. Potter, take Weasley with you. He looks far too happy over there.
Welcome to the Basic Cinephile Podcast, Season 1, Harry Potter. Hey everyone, I'm your host, Ziana.
And I'm your other host, Adelia. This season on the Basic Cinephile Podcast, we are reading all the Harry Potter books and watching all of the Harry Potter movies. And this week, we have a special deep dive episode for you.
But first, we have to warn you that this podcast contains spoilers. No Harry Potter book or movie is off limits as we discuss today's topic. So, if you have been living under a rock and have thus avoided the joys of the wizarding world and wished to not have any of the marvelous magical plot twists spoiled, then pause the episode and go binge the whole series. Then, come back and listen to all of the episodes of the Basic Cinephile Podcast. So, today, we've got a fun deep dive episode. You excited?
I am excited.
So this episode makes my Ravenclaw heart slash I used to be a middle school teacher. It makes my teacher heart really happy too. Today we're going to discuss our class schedules if we were Hogwarts students.
And my Gryffindor heart is like excited but also knows like long term not interested in it. I'm like so excited about like figuring things out, and then I'm like, oh, if I actually had to do this on the regular, like I'm hardcore done with school.
Yeah, but that's what's perfect about this. We're just doing like an hour-long podcast where we get to hypothetically talk about these classes, which you love.
Love that. But, love a hypothetical.
No homework in today's episode.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'm just attending.
Yes.
Present.
This is the fun part. Vote present. Okay, so there are 7 core subjects at Hogwarts, and all first-year students have to take these core classes. So those classes are Transfiguration, Charms, Potions, History of Magic, Defense Against the Dark Arts, Astronomy, and Herbology. And this is something that I didn't know and I feel like is not discussed in the books at all, but flying lessons on the broomsticks are also compulsory, which we know that they have to learn how to fly because there's that scene in the Sorcerer's Stone where, you know, Neville breaks his arm and all chaos breaks loose, but that is the only time that we ever see them flying. When it's not like a Quidditch training or, you know, something else like Triwizard Tournament, things like that, we never actually witness a flying class. But I guess flying class is a thing. And so it would have been a regular part of their schedule. All first year students take it. And then it's the only class that at the end of the first year, you're allowed to drop it. But that means also like you could take it after that. So I feel like this is one of those weird little minutia things where after the fact, they're like, oh yeah, this was definitely a class. And I'm like, yeah, but was it really? Because Ron and Harry would have been sixth year students still taking that flying class.
Definitely they would. I have a question that you might not know the answer to.
Okay.
But is there an OWL level of flying in NEWT? Like, can you score, like, can you get exceeds expectations in this, or?
I have no idea. That's a really great question. My first thought is, I don't think Madam Hooch could pass it, let alone teach students to pass it. So much shade. We've talked about this before, especially in our Quidditch episode, where Madam Rolanda Hooch just seemed to have the easiest job at Hogwarts, because all she did was teach them how to fly once, and then
referee
Quidditch. So I guess she actually did have a job on top of that, which was teaching flying class. So I guess my question to you is, like, if we went to Hogwarts, you would have to take flying year one. do you think you would have dropped it year two, or would you have taken it all the way through, or somewhere in between on that spectrum?
I think I would have continued on at least one more year, because it is super interesting and fun, but I also think it probably would have been one that I dropped sooner rather than later, because you can technically, you know, learn how to fly without a class.
Yeah.
And there are some other things that I would need a teacher for. And definitely I dropped a lot of subjects that I would have liked to keep, but they just didn't fit in my schedule, like in high school and middle school.
Yeah. I feel like, though, that that flying class is kind of the Muggle equivalent to PE.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, I mean, I think I definitely would have dropped it year two. It would have depended on my friend group. So if I had friends that were all like, we love flying, we have to take flying, then I definitely would have taken it to hang out with my friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if I would have had friends that were like, we don't really want to take this, oh, I for sure would have dropped flying.
I always waived PE because I did sports. So I would see myself more so if this were directly the same as what I did do, I would have continue to like play Quidditch or at least do some like intramural. There's got to be some other level of like the kids who didn't make the team but like still want to, you know, mess
you
around.
Would hope this school only has one sport. You would hope that.
And it's not that many students.
Well, there's like seven people on the team or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no bench.
Right. Oh my gosh. If you are super interested in this topic, be sure to go back to our deep dive Quidditch episode where we talk lots about Quidditch. But yeah, so first year flying class, I guess that's a thing. And then so for the other seven subjects, we're going to kind of go through and break down like what these classes are. Some of them are really straightforward. Obviously in potions, you're going to make potions. But some of the other ones, you're like, wait, what are these classes again? So the first class that is a part of the core classes is Transfiguration. So Transfiguration is the art of changing the form and appearance of an object or a person. It's considered very dangerous. And it's one of those classes where you have to be really scientific and precise. So this is a class, I guess, where like there's more at stake. If you do it wrong, you can, I don't know, those mistakes can have bigger consequences is kind of what it sounded like. And I'm getting all of this information from Harry Potter Wiki. So if you're listening and you want to learn more about this, be sure to visit our show notes and I'll have links to all of this. But that's where I'm getting my information from. So yeah, Transfiguration, basically, I mean, when they're talking about it in class, it's usually like, can you turn your teacup into a mouse? And then Hermione's like the only one who can do it because she's a really good witch.
Yeah.
And then it is taught by Professor McGonagall all of the years that Harry, Ron, and Hermione are attending Hogwarts. And then we know in the past that Dumbledore had taught the class. So I just want to know, like, overall, what's your vibe of Transfiguration? Does it sound interesting? Boring?
I think it sounds super interesting.
Okay.
And I like that there is such a challenge to it. It's something that you can work really hard at and get better, but you kind of either have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have to definitely take it several years and figure out if that's the route that I wanted to go and continue on.
Yeah.
But it sounds super useful and I like the practical application of that. Okay. If I needed to turn this chair into a table, you could just do it.
Okay. Walk me through how you think this class would be applicable to the real world, because I kind of had the opposite response. I was like, why are we transforming objects into other objects? I mean, I can see, I guess, kind of how it would be useful, but to me, I don't know. I guess this one doesn't seem super useful to me.
Well, doesn't, like, to be an Auror, you have to take Transfiguration, and that was something that, like to change your appearance and to change your looks and stuff like that. And so I guess I think that would be kind of nice to just be able to, like, at the drop of a hat be like, all right, like, I kind of feel like having this color hair today. Or,
okay,
you know, I don't know. It's like the equivalent, the magical equivalent of a Snapchat filter. You could just, like, do that.
Okay. Okay. I kind of see that.
I don't think it would be super duper applicable for like that, because I mean obviously auras are, yeah, that's a magical thing.
Well, and we don't even have to like, because if I lived in the magical world, an aura would not be my dream job, so we don't even have to view it necessarily from Harry's perspective. I just feel like in general, I'm like, how often in the day am I like, man, I wish I could turn this shirt into a book.
I think that it
and aren't itself, there rules where like you can't transfigure it into food or water, like there's certain,
well, that's a
laws that, of nature or whatever.
Yeah, that's like the room of requirement. It can't, yes, you know, supply food, yes, because that's one
because
of
that I would use that all the time. If I got hungry and I could just turn things into sandwiches, this would be the best class ever.
But I think you can multiply the food that you do have.
Okay, well, there's a practical application that I am interested in. I would like to multiply my snacks.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Who wouldn't?
Transfiguration.
I guess I see it more as the fact that it is such a challenging subject. It's taught by McGonagall, who is just like a complete and total like rock star, and yeah, then before that Dumbledore, so yeah, it shows you that there's a certain level of expertise needed to do this well.
Yes.
And I think that that challenge would either be really exciting to me or completely turn me off of it, so it's not one that I would just like, oh, I guess I'll just take Transfiguration. Like, I would either have to be like a hard in or a hard out.
Yeah, I am with you on that. I think that Transfiguration, if I was just naturally really good at it, like from day one, I am just picking up Transfiguration, I think I would love it. I think if I had any struggle with it, I would become the most bitter Transfiguration student. I would be the one spouting my mouth off about how we don't even need to use this and no, it's not applicable and it's so dumb. But obviously it would be because like, I'm not,
because you're bitter,
good at it, and I'm bitter. Yeah, for sure. That
you salty.
Yeah. Okay, so that is Transfiguration. And also, I don't know if I mentioned this yet or not, so the core classes, you have to take them up to the OWL level, so I guess flying probably doesn't have an OWL because of that.
Okay,
so the core classes, you take them for 5 years, and then at the end of that 5 years, you get to choose which ones you want to take.
Okay.
And also, depending on how you score on your OWLs, the test might decide which classes you can take. Yeah. You know, you might be like, man, I really want to take Transfiguration. And then you take that test and it's like, well, your Transfiguration career ends today.
Is Care of Magical Creatures one of the core subjects?
It's not.
Then why do they take that first year? Is that...
They don't.
Do they... They don't?
They don't take it. They don't take it first year.
Okay.
Okay. So the next core class is Charms. And Charms is basically spells, I feel like, is the better way to describe it to me, at least. These are the ones where you're just learning, like, Alohomora and Wingardium Leviosa. You know, you're levitating things. So this is where you learn spells that you get to use. You're not transforming things, but you can Lumos and do a light, and that's what you're learning in Charms. And Charms was taught by Professor Flitwick, who apparently is a dueling champion.
Heck yeah.
Get it, Flitwick? I love Flitwick.
Same.
And Flitwick was known to be one of their, like, I don't know if easier is the right word, but, like, nicer, friendlier, more approachable professors at Hogwarts. He had that reputation of just being a guy that you could, like, talk to. And then Charms kind of had, kind of known as an easier class, I guess. So like Transfiguration was like really serious, really challenging. Charms was more of like, everyone should be able to do this, and kind of more fun. And
well,
I guess
it seems
it was
like you would have to be able to do that. I mean, otherwise it's kind of like you're squib.
It seems like if you could only take one class, you would take Charms.
Okay.
I mean, to me personally.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, you could probably get through life without making a potion, but, like, you should probably learn how to cast spells with your wand. That seems to be a core component of the magical community.
Well, I mean, you would have to use charm skills in literally all of your classes. Like,
yes,
the better spell caster you are, you're going to be better at potions. Like, you're light your fire, you know, that's not going to be like a potions
for thing
per se, but you are going to definitely need to use that. And
yes.
Yeah, you're going to really struggle if you don't do well in charms. And if that were like a super strict subject, then that might make, you know, students not perform as well.
Yeah, it does seem like it would be kind of like if you made this class really intimidating, that probably wouldn't have a very positive result. And I guess charms was Hermione's favorite class until she took up arithmancy later, which we'll talk about that in a little bit later in the episode. There are classes that like you can't take your first year that you can later on. Okay, so the next class we are going to talk about is potions. So potions, the teacher, I don't know if any of the other classes get like a fun name for the teacher, but if you're the potions professor, you're the potions master.
I like that.
Like, I don't, it's kind of weird, but like, yeah, you get a cool name. So obviously potions masters include Professor Snape and then Professor Slughorn, who taught both before and after Snape.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those classes, especially when Snape taught it, it was pretty challenging. And so not a lot of students progressed to the NEWT level. But Snape, you know, being Snape, showed a lot of obvious favoritism towards the Slytherins. And so while he was the teacher, there was like a strong history of more Slytherins advancing to NEWT potions than any other house.
Gosh, he bothers me so much. Like, think of how many careers he literally ruined because he was so difficult and showed so much favoritism. It's like you just literally can't go into being an Auror because you didn't, like, crush it and suck up to Snape.
Severus Snape, you're still the worst.
Yeah, because, I mean, Slughorn definitely shows favoritism. That's, like, kind of his whole MO.
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, you might not be the golden child, but he's not going to, like, fail you for doing an okay potion. He's going to be like, okay, you're not going to be invited to my parties, but
yeah,
you can still get better. You could ask him questions and you're not going to be like, is he going to verbally abuse me in front of everyone and make me look like a complete idiot for asking a very legitimate question?
Yeah. Ugh, Snape, the worst. I guess, so potions is also kind of similar to Transfiguration in the fact that, like, it's a very precise form of magic. And so it really did take that, like, precision and a level of skill, concentration, and study more so than charms. So that's potions. Then we have got the history of magic.
Largely
regarded as the most boring class, taught by one of my favorite characters who barely gets any mention in the books and none in the movie. It's Professor Cuthbert Binns. Had no clue his first name was Cuthbert. Cuthbert? C-U-T-H-B-E-R-T? Come at me with a pronunciation on that one if anyone has it.
I'm going to guess Cuthbert, but I want it to be Cuthbert.
Cuthbert?
I love that it's taught by a ghost. I am obsessed with the fact that it's so boring that he died and then just got up and went to work. I mean, that is a legend.
Like, yeah, so he
allegedly did this.
He allegedly, yeah. But we do know for sure when he was a living human being, he taught the history of magic at Hogwarts. And then when he was a ghost, he continued teaching history of magic at Hogwarts. So this is one of those guys who really values consistency, a set schedule. He doesn't like change. So he died and he just kept living his same life.
He seems like the type of teacher who teaches the exact same thing every year. Like the first years always get these same exact lectures. He's got it down to what he does, and that's what you get.
Yes.
But I find history so interesting.
I do too. I think this class would be so cool. And I know that he's boring, but like when people who are really boring like that are like droning on and on about something that I find interesting, it keeps my attention. So I went through, they have on the Harry Potter wiki, if you really care about this, you can go and look, and they have basically like the subject matter that would have been covered each year. But I just picked a highlight reel. So some of the things that you would learn about in the history of magic are gargoyle strikes, international warlock convention of 1289, witch hunts, goblin rebellions, giant wars, and the history of wand lore. That all sounds fascinating to me.
It sounds extremely fascinating. It also makes complete sense that, like, history of wand lore would be part of the instructions, and that Harry and Ron, and honestly Hermione, don't really remember all that
much
from
it. Yeah, they never really learn much about it, but yeah, I think it sounds super interesting. Okay, and then we've got Defense Against the Dark Arts. So in this class, students studied and learned how to defend themselves against all aspects of the dark arts, including dark creatures, curses, hexes, and jinxes. And dueling. Because I can't read, we got a double and there. Oh, no, there was
a double and.
There was a double and in the quote that I was reading. Okay, so Defense Against the Dark Arts. Obviously, you are defending yourself against the dark arts. This is the one that had that curse on it after Voldemort applied and didn't get the job. So known professors include Professor Quirrell, Lockhart, Lupin, Moody, Umbridge, Snape, the Karrows. And if we're going off of the movies, which why would we? Dumbledore? So I just watched Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald, and they go back to Hogwarts. And there's a scene where Dumbledore is teaching, and he's teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts, and he's in, like, that same classroom that they use for all of the movies, and he has a Boggart, exactly like Lupin did, and all of the students are coming out and, like, seeing their greatest fears, and Newt Scamander's in the class, and his biggest fear is a desk, because he doesn't want a desk job. I'm not buying that as your biggest fear, but what did Dumbledore actually teach according to the books?
Transfiguration. That's like the whole flipping point, is that he didn't trust himself to be Defense Against the Dark Arts. He didn't trust himself to be Minister of Magic. And so he decided to do Transfiguration, which again shows an extreme amount of magical skill. So it doesn't mean that he can't teach Defense Against the Dark Arts or potions or all these other, you know,
he could do whatever he wanted.
He could do all of it. He's extremely talented. That's his whole deal, is that Albus Dumbledore is really good at school and he's really good at all of the subjects. Every single one. He could have gotten a time turner and done 40 different classes.
For sure.
That it just bothers me so much when it's like, hey, this doesn't fit what we want to do now, so we're going to just like add it in that Dumbledore was actually the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher.
Yeah, and also, spoiler alert, we didn't really like the Fantastic Beasts movies, so changing, like, a fairly major plot point just to make a crappy movie, like, why? I don't...
It's so unnecessary. Like, was that scene even a necessary scene to, like, oh, Newt Scamander is scared of a desk job? I think you've kind of insinuated that this is a guy who likes to be out in the field doing all these things.
Yeah. They show Leta Lestrange in that scene too, so it might have been vital to the movie. But here's the thing. I just watched that movie like a couple days ago. I already forgot, because it wasn't a good movie. It wasn't
interesting. I have some issues with Crimes of Grindelwald, and honestly, we should probably do an episode of that, but like, it's just the most convoluted plot. I am pretty well versed in the world of Harry Potter and, you know, the wizarding world, and I struggled to keep up with that, because it's like, how many twists and turns can we have? Like, I don't know, I just feel like they got way off base, because they're like, we had a lot of stuff that was built into Voldemort's rise and stuff like that, so we need to do that for everyone. And I'm like, you're not working off of 7 books. Like,
No, it really feels more like a cash grab versus genuinely building out the magical world, because the potential to build out that world is there.
It's astronomical.
But it's just kind of boring. So yeah, that's Defense Against the Dark Arts. And you know what? According to the Basic Cinephile, Professor Dumbledore was not a Defense Against the Dark Arts.
That is false.
False. But the class, it does sound fun. my little, like, wannabe punk goth middle school heart would have loved Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Oh, yeah. It's really, like, exciting. And as people who are, like, very interested in true crime and stuff like that, I feel like we would have really liked to know, like, all the deep, dark, you know, nasty stuff of the wizarding world, because
you get, yeah, you get to learn about werewolves and vampires and, you know, like all kinds of crazy stuff. So I think that would have been fun. A class that doesn't sound very fun, but that was one of the core classes, was astronomy. Astronomy was one of the only fields of study at Hogwarts, which had a direct equivalent in the Muggle world. Also, astronomy. Known student activities included learning the names of stars, constellations, and planets, as well as their locations and movements, and describing the environments of planets and moons. So, I am someone who stinking loves a space documentary, or I love stargazing, especially when you're hanging out with someone and they just know constellations. That is, like, one of the coolest things in the world to me. Reading about it in a textbook is the worst.
Would it only be reading about it in a textbook, or would, I mean, you're in a magical world, so, yeah, like, you could make that so cool of, like, hey, everybody lay on your backs, and we're gonna just, like, whip up constellations and, you know, be able to see that.
That does sound like it could potentially be cool, but I don't know, it just seems like maybe they didn't take that route. It's not one of those classes that we really experience from reading the books or watching the movies. You know, we get a lot of potions, Defense Against the Dark Arts scenes. There's not really any astronomy scenes. And I feel like the only time we ever really hear about it is when they're talking about, like, their star charts are due.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually in that homework sense. So I don't know, maybe it'd be a fun class, but it kind of sounds like a snore to me. And Professor Sinistra was the professor. I don't even remember that name.
I do, but I think it's just because Hermione mentions his name.
Okay. Then we've got herbology, and that is the study of magical and mundane plants and fungi, making it the wizarding equivalent to botany. And professors included Professor Sprout, and then afterwards, Professor Neville Longbottom.
Aww, you love to see it.
You love to see it.
I would love herbology. Like, I mean, we've been living in, like, warmer climates than what we grew up in, so I've had a really hard time keeping plants alive.
And by warmer, she means we lived in Las Vegas for 9 years.
Yeah, and it's really...
in a condo.
It's really hard to keep plants alive on your porch. Like, very challenging. Outside plants, especially. Like, those are...
yeah.
It's a bit rough, but I really wanted to. Turns out that me wanting something doesn't necessarily translate to it actually happening.
No. Plants are so cool, though, and I feel like the reason that I get so annoyed when I try to keep plants alive is because they all die. And if I had a teacher who's, like, walking me through for 5 years on how to take care of plants, I'm pretty sure I'd be able to keep a plant alive now.
I think it's a lot easier to keep plants alive in, like, the Scottish countryside.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're in a, why can't I think, greenhouse. There we go.
Yes.
So it's a very controlled environment with someone who is very good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the cool thing about plants in general is they are kind of magical. Like, yeah, they bloom and they, you know, they can almost die and then they come back to life. And then you can use it for cooking or for healing things.
Yes.
And, you know, like, it's just really cool. And at the very least, they just bring beauty. And that is... so wonderful. We need that.
This class would be incredibly useful. I think this is one of those where even if you hate it, you don't like being outside, you don't like dirt, you're not good at it, it's not fun, I don't think anyone could make a case for this not being a useful class.
Yeah.
You know? So I really enjoy the practicality aspect of that. And then I also think it would be fun. This is a class where you get to go outside, you get to be a little more hands-on. I feel like this is the kind of class that, like, breaks up the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think even if you hated plants, you'd probably still enjoy herbology.
Yeah. And it seems like you would get to work with your friends a little bit more. Everything's a little bit more collaborative.
Yes. It's like get together, pot your plants. And it's something where you get to see a very tangible result to your work.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like, well, here's your essay that you wrote about something. And I mean, I'm a writer, so I like writing, but
my Gryffindor heart is like, yes.
But this is like, here's the plant that you grew, and here it is growing. That'd be
it
really
either
cool.
Grew or it didn't. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, the fail would be obvious.
So that is...
Those are all of our core classes. So we're going to pause right now to hear from our sponsors, and then we will come back and learn about the classes that you get to take after your core classes.
At The Basic Cinephile, we are all about accessibility, so we're super excited to introduce you to a new audio app called Newsly for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment, and it reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in the history of the internet, the entire web has become listenable. So stop scrolling and start listening. You can follow any topic as specific as you like. They've got sports, science, finance, even the Kardashians. And you can find the latest articles and they'll read them to you. They have podcasts as well, including The Basic Cinephile Podcast Season 1 Harry Potter. So download and use Newsly for free now at www.newsly.me or from the link in our episode description. And use promo code BASICCINEPHILE, but replace all of the I's with 1s. So it's BASICCINEPHILE, and I'll put that in the description. And if you use our code, you can receive 1 month free premium subscription to Newsly.
Welcome back. So those were the 7 core classes.
So I got to take those.
You have to take those. You have to take them for 5 years up to the OWL level, and then you potentially could drop them. So I just want to know, quick recap, the 7 core classes are Transfiguration, Charms, Potions, History of Magic, Defense Against the Dark Arts, Astronomy, and Herbology. So I just want to know, like, general vibe check, which of the first year subjects sound the most fun, which ones sound the most useful, and which ones sound like the least appealing or the most boring.
So I think that charm sounds the most fun and applicable.
Yeah.
And then I think that transfiguration sounds really, really hard, but either love it or hate it.
Okay.
And then I would really... I've got bias because I don't like Professor Snape, but if you had a good potions teacher, I think that that would be a really, really interesting subject. And
yeah,
the fact that you can, like, brew luck and draft the living dead and, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you can do really cool things. And I would really like to be able to do that. And
Incredibly useful. Potions definitely falls under the super useful category. For me, I think charm sounds really useful. Potions, very useful. Herbology, very useful. I think
yeah.
those sound like the three most useful. I think charms sounds super fun. I also am very intrigued by History of Magic. I think I would be
yes.
the Hermione of the group. Like, I just enjoy hearing about history. So I think that class sounds fun. And then most boring, I have to say astronomy again, even though I love the stars and stuff. Like, I don't want to take a whole class about it. I think transfiguration might fall under the kind of like boring / frustrating.
Yeah.
And okay, I don't think I would like potions because I feel like potions is going to be a lot like baking, and when you're doing baking, like, you have to be so precise. Your measurements have to be perfect. You have to follow the directions to a T, have all of the ingredients. And I love cooking, but I don't really like baking because I have this compulsion where I cannot follow a recipe like explicitly as it's written down. I always have to add something or add more of something. Like, I don't know, it might be a personality flaw, but I just always have to add something. So I think if I was gonna be good at potions, I would have to be Snape level and be like the Half-Blood Prince and be like making my own potions or like changing the recipes to make them better. But I also don't think I would be good enough to do that. So I think I'd just get really frustrated and hate it.
I think that it is an incredibly precise, like, scientific type thing. but also there is a level of intuition that is necessary. And you do see that with Snape, and you hear it about Lily Potter. And, you know, like, I think there are certain aspects of it that if you were to do this enough, you would kind of start seeing the, like, rhyme and reason behind things, of adding extra things. And so I think that I would enjoy it, because I don't mind baking. I like baking. But I do have to say that I tend to add a little extra something or other to everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that that challenge would be kind of fun. And to see, like, how successful you can be with just following the recipe. And then, yeah, I mean, you cook enough and you just kind of feel it. You're like, I know that the water has to boil this long before I do this. Or, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily set a timer for things, but you just kind of watch it and you know, like, the color's kind of getting this, the consistency's kind of getting this. And some people just, like, cannot cook at all. And so I think that there is a reason why Hermione is good at doing the very precise ones, like the polyjuice potion. Okay, now you're just showing off. But, like, that one's, like, such a long-term one. Like, you have to really be consistent about it. I think that that's where I would struggle.
Oh, I do not have the consistency for that.
Yeah, if you're, like, waiting a whole month for this, I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot this one thing at this one time. Like, I would be so frustrated. But if you're just, like, whipping something out for, like, I don't know, I feel like it'd be super helpful for, like, Madame Pomfrey and stuff like that. You know, like, you know, you're healing something or you're growing this.
Incredibly useful. So you and I are very different in this way. You are a doer. You're a hands-on learner. You're kinesthetic. You really enjoy, like physically doing things.
Oh, big time.
So anything that's hands-on, I think that you would thrive in herbology. I think you would thrive in potions. I think you would thrive in charms, because you're not just sitting there and, like, reading a textbook about something. It's like, here's the spell, here's how to move your wand, and we're going to practice it right now, immediately.
Yeah.
I think you would love those classes.
Big time.
I think I just do not picture myself enjoying potions. I like reading. I like writing. I love researching. I want access to the Hogwarts library. Like, I want to just go in there and, like, read books and learn things. And so I am definitely more of a, like, cerebral learner. I enjoy classes with a lot of, like, deep discussion or more introspective nature. So things, like, that are really hands-on, I struggle with. I suck. I'm not good at those things. And I don't, like, I don't enjoy them as much.
I think that that's the only reason why you quote-unquote suck. Because you're not going to suck at it. You just, like, it just doesn't spark joy for you.
Well, I like being one of the smartest people in the room. So if I'm not, then I already hate that class. And then things like herbology and potions. Here's the thing. All you have to do is, like, make enough money to just, like, buy the plants and that someone already grew, or, like, buy the potion pre-made. I love pre-made.
I do.
Why, like, would I make something if someone else can make it for me?
Okay, pre-made is awesome, but, like, I want to know that I can do it. Like, that is where we differ. Like, just because you can call a plumber to do this, and, like, I would want to do that, I want to know what goes into it. Like, what do I have to do? Why is this happening? I need to figure it out. Like, we live in an apartment, and every time something has broken, I want to fix it. I never call maintenance, whereas you are like, yeah, I'm just going to call maintenance. And I'm like, oh, nope. Right. I would never do that.
Why would I ever want to fix something with my hands? I have to, like, move around and do it? No.
This is why we're a good team.
No, thank you. I'll listen to a podcast episode about plumbing. Might find that fascinating, but I don't want to do it. No.
All right, so, people, you heard it here first. Give Ziana all your plumbing podcast recs.
Okay, really.
About to go really hard into the arts and sciences of, you know, pipes and
stuff. I'm going to regret that. I think it would need to be, like, the history of plumbing. I'm going to find that more interesting.
Okay, but for sure that would be, like, straight up interesting. I mean, you would start, like, ancient Greek and stuff.
It was. I was listening to an audiobook that had a lot to do with the history of electricity and, like, electrical wiring in homes and that transition phase. Because, like, you know, before it used to be, like, a lot of candles. And then they did where they had, what are they called? They would, like, burn oil, though.
Yeah.
The, like, candles that, they're not candles. I don't know what they're called. Sorry, guys. But that was, like, a system.
They're not, so, like, basically, lanterns, but.
Kind of. And you would have, like, that's what was, like, going through your house. And so.
Super dangerous.
Super dangerous. Less dangerous than candles, though, I guess. So.
But it was, like, natural gas, I think, at some point. But, didn't, like, it transition to that?
Then they, like, transitioned to electricity. And a lot of people were, like, scared of electricity because electricity was new. But, you know, I'm looking at it from my perspective where I'm like, oh, my God.
Just get it.
This has nothing to do with our podcast. Anyways, I like history. So I would really like Professor Ben's class.
But I would, too. I love the, like, seeing how this one thing led to, like, this extreme change in our history. You know, like. How yes. we live today.
We love a story.
We do.
So those are the core classes.
So then, we're past first year now.
Yes, we're past the first year. So the first year and the second year, you take those classes. The only thing that can change is, like, if you want to drop flying, you can. And I always dropped PE immediately, so I probably would have dropped it. So then at the end of your second year, which means going into your third year, students are required to choose a minimum of two more subjects from the following list. They can take arithmancy, muggle studies, divination, study of ancient runes, and care of magical creatures. So that's when they start taking care of magical creatures, is in the third year. So arithmancy.
Second year.
End of the second year. So that means the third year you take it.
Aren't they already taking it in the movies? Don't they have?
No.
Oh. I'm going mad.
Okay. Remember, because they don't have Hagrid as a teacher for a while, and they don't have anyone before Hagrid for Care of Magical Creatures.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. Okay, so arithmancy, I've always kind of wondered, what the heck is that? But in my mind, I was like, sounds like math, so it sounds boring. And I wasn't wrong. So, arithmancy. Little is known about the class, but the study of arithmancy has been described as, quote, predicting the future using numbers, with a bit of numerology as well, and it's taught by Professor Vector. I think
that
sounds like
such a mathy name.
Absolutely.
Professor Vector.
Snooze fest.
Now I Vector. Just want to watch Despicable Me Vector.
Yes. Do I want to watch Despicable Me? Yes. Do I want to take arithmancy? No.
I mean, I like math, but, like, that.
I don't need to predict the future. I like that it's unknown. I like the possibility of creating something new, and I definitely don't want to, reduce the future to math.
It seems like a lot of work, so yeah. I'm not going to choose that. And then the next one is Muggle Studies.
Yes, so Muggle Studies was an elective class and part of the non-magical studies curriculum at Hogwarts. It involved the study of the history and daily lives of Muggles and how they were able to live without magic, but instead used electricity, technology, and science. And that was taught by Professor Burbage, which is the woman that we see, like, being tortured and ultimately murdered by Lord Voldemort in Deathly Hallows, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Professor Quirrell from, I was going to say season one. The book. The first book. Professor Stone.
The one who shared his body with Voldemort. Yeah, him. He was really good at this.
Stuttering Professor Quirrell. That was his best subject in school.
Okay.
Fun fact.
I think that this should be a core subject that they need to do. Because, like, electricity and technology and science, like, there are so many things. Like, why are they still using candles? Like, why? Why are you still doing? Why is it always cold? You don't have to do this.
Yes.
We figured it out here in the non-magical world. Why can't you figure that out there? There's no, like, it's not bad to admit that other people did it better than you.
You're onto something here. So a lot of our discussions on the podcast so far have been about, like, parts of the magical community that make no sense. And it is absolutely because they never bothered to take Muggle studies.
Yeah, they're just, like, they're in their own world, literally. And so they just don't even know that this exists.
They don't know that their own world could be so much better.
Or something like that. Whatever Mr. Weasley says. And, yeah, everybody else is, like, so too good for it. And, like, guys, you're out here wearing wool capes during rainy sporting events? Like, what?
Yeah. No, they make no sense. Okay, I think Muggle study sounds extremely important, especially for those students who don't know any Muggles. You know, they haven't been exposed to it at all. I think that's super important, and it definitely should be mandatory for anyone who's going to go, like, work at the Ministry of Magic or be involved with, like, magical law enforcement or anything where you're going to be interacting with Muggle communities. Because, yeah, I mean, remember Mr. Weasley taking Harry, like, on the tube, and he's, like, he can't figure out how to swipe his Metro Pass to, like, get into the subway station? There's things like that where they would be super useful, relevant skills that you could use that have nothing to do with magic, but everything to do with common sense, logic, and would, again, just be very useful.
You do still live on Earth.
On the planet, yeah.
You share a planet with these people. They've got cars, and you are hoofing it hours to go to this port key. So that's great that you can touch an old boot and just all of a sudden show up in a completely different area. But you walked for 3 hours? Like, yeah. Really? Really? That's what you're doing?
Makes no sense. So Muggle studies, I think, sounds super interesting. There's also divination, which taught methods of divining the future or gathering insights into future events through various rituals and tools. They do, like, the reading of the tea leaves and the crystal ball. And, like, the magic taught in this class, as well as the ability to say prophetic things, was a branch of magic referred to as divination. So that's taught by Professor Trelawney, and then we also see Ferenc teaching that class later. Dumbledore was going to get rid of the subject because it's a little woo-woo for his liking. Mm-hmm. A little witchy, even for the witches. But then, you know, Professor Trelawney made prophecy, that Voldemort would, you know, mark a child as his equal, blah, blah, blah. And he saw, like, that she definitely had that gift. She was a seer.
I don't understand why Harry and Ron and Hermione would take divination. If you only had to choose two extra subjects, like, it just doesn't seem on brand for any of them.
No, like, Lavender Brown taking that class makes perfect sense.
I mean, I would probably really like it, aside from how hot it was. Like, I might just straight up, oh, yeah, depending on what the scent was, I can be very sensitive to a scent, and also if it's a hot scent,
makes me feel like I'm going to pass out. Also, you had to climb a ladder to get up there, which I'm very anti-ladder, especially with, like, all my textbooks and stuff, and in robes.
Yeah, but then you get to, like, look in, like, crystal orbs and stuff.
I want to take the class.
I like that. I think that sounds like fun.
Yes.
I think that the fact that Harry and Ron thrived doing the homework, like, I BS'd my way through a lot of homework stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much exclusively BS'd myself through homework stuff. So if I could just sit down and be like, I'm going to trip on Tuesday and I'm going to fall down on Friday and I'm going to hit my head on, you know, next Saturday, and just give her what she wants, which is injuries. I'm clumsy. So that would be a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think divination sounds really fun. I'm with you. I don't buy that they would have actually signed up for that class on their own.
I think that getting it taught by Ferenc would be, like, awesome.
Oh my,
like,
god.
So cool. That, like, Professor Trelawney, I would be like, kind of in, kind of out. I might choose other subjects. Not arithmancy.
Definitely not arithmancy.
But you do see that, like, Hermione is interested in the future, but she has to have parameters. She has to have numbers.
Yep.
And that's her favorite. So it's kind of funny that her favorite and her least favorite subjects are, like, the same and also polar opposites.
Yeah. She's so literal.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I don't want to make it sound like I hated math. Like, I was in advanced math, and so were you. But it's just not as fun. I like the creative stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. That'd be fun. And then we've also got the study of ancient runes. So runes were symbols representing various sound values belonging to a runic alphabet. So these symbols are like letters of an alphabet, or they can also represent an entire word, kind of like languages like Mandarin and things like that, where the character, I was going to say
caricature. The written character?
Yeah, the written character can be either a letter or an entire word. And these were super commonly used throughout history. And then in the magical world, I guess they are still commonly used. So I think this sounds incredibly interesting and useful. And I would probably take this class because it's the most similar thing we have to like a foreign language. And
yeah.
I loved foreign languages. Took Spanish like all through school, but like in elementary school when we'd have little like French classes or whatever. I always loved languages. So I'm all in.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I would probably want to take that. And it seems kind of like you're in on a secret.
Yes.
You know, like other people can't read this language, but you can.
A secret code. You can use it to learn historical facts, which we've already established. We love history, but you can also use it to communicate today, which we are podcasters, writers, movie reviewers. We love communication. So I think that would be a super cool class. And then, oh, and it was taught by Professor Babbling, which, what a fun name.
It's almost as if it was chosen for that specific subject.
It's almost like this is fiction. Okay, and then the last class that you could choose to take in your third year is Care of Magical Creatures.
Definitely would take this.
And known professors were Hagrid and Grubbly Plank. And with this class, if you continued your studies in magical creatures, you could become a magizoologist. And notable magizoologists include Newt Scamander and Luna Lovegood becomes a magizoologist. And I love that journey for Luna.
I love that too. I wouldn't have foreseen that for her.
No, but in knowing that makes perfect sense.
It does. She is very intuitive.
She's so caring. I see her like nursing injured animals back to life.
I see her discovering new animals because she just, like, went and looked for things in a place that nobody else would think of it.
Ooh, good point.
And, I mean, she already believes in these, like, quote-unquote fictional things, but it's, like, Thestrals. Mm-hmm. People didn't think those were real until, you know, like, they were able to prove it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't see it, then you just, like, don't believe. But Luna's a believer. So Luna's gonna go out and she's gonna find Nurgles, and she's gonna, you know, have Plimply something or others. I don't know. She's gonna discover things, and she's not even gonna have meant to do it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That would be a fun class. So out of those classes, out of Arithmancy, Muggle Studies, Divination, Study of Ancient Runes, and Care of Magical Creatures, you would get to add two. So which two classes would you want to add?
Well, minimum of two. So if you drop flying classes, you would have to pick three. I would probably continue flying. So I would do Care of Magical Creatures for sure.
Okay.
And then I think I would do, not going to do Arithmancy. I am a Muggle, so I'm probably not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, that does sound very interesting. I'm a huge, like, I love psychology and sociology. Like, sociology was going to be my major until I, you know, my ADD took over and, you know, couldn't follow through on things.
Too much homework.
But taking a lot of those classes, and I love just the way that people act. And so I feel like that's kind of a sociological type thing, is like, how does this body of Muggles act?
Well, Hermione takes Muggle studies and she says that same thing. She's like, yeah, but I want to learn about Muggles from a wizarding perspective, because that is a totally unique thing.
Yeah. I'm gonna add divination.
Okay. Wait, so divination and Care of Magical Creatures?
Yeah. And okay. I wanted to go with ancient runes, but like, let's be honest, I want a little woo-woo. You know?
Yeah.
And divination adds the woo-woo.
Okay, well, I'm absolutely with you on the woo-woo. I'd be in divination with you, except for not really, because even though we act like twins now, we're not. I'm 2 years older than you. So, but I would have taken divination, and I'm taking ancient runes. Those are my two. And then I'm still, I don't know, like, I know that it says flying as a class, but I just really feel like it's not. So I'm not entirely convinced I would get to take a third class, but if I did, I would probably do Muggle studies. Even though I really like animals, I don't know if I would want, like, the whole class about it. And it's outside, and it's more hands-on. I love a classroom. I love a temperature-controlled classroom with a lecture. I like taking notes.
All right.
I'm boring.
I mean, you're also the person that, you know, showed up and told me, like, hey, so I found a kitten and we're going to get a kitten this weekend. And so, like...
I also love animals and I always, like, want to go to zoos and play with our pets and watch nature documentaries. Yeah, no, I get it. That one is a definite possibility. I kicked butt at math until I failed it as a junior in high school. But, probably would have passed on arithmetic. Muggle studies, yeah. If I got a third class, I would pick that, but definitely not in my top two.
Okay.
Okay, so then those are the classes that you would take, like, through your fifth year, mm-hmm. and then you take your OWLs, and then that determines which classes you can continue to take. But let's just pretend, like, you aced your OWLs, and by aced, I mean you got solid Bs all the way across, because that's the way we rolled in school.
Hey. Passing.
And not with a C. Occasional Cs, but, like, but enough A's in there to kind of boost up the C's.
Get some C's and D's, you know? I'm a all-or-nothing person, and I would do a lot of nothing, and then I'd do it all.
Yeah.
And
let's pretend
like... Comeback kid right here.
Let's pretend like we didn't fail anything. Also, if it was a huge exam that they've been preparing you for 5 years, and they have, all like, everyone studying for it...
Oh, I test well.
We would have done
fine. Yeah.
We would have studied. But so, what... Okay, so after your OWLs... Hypothetically, we aced them. Then in your sixth year, you get to drop some of your core classes that you're not interested in. So again, those core classes are Transfiguration, Charms, Potions, History of Magic, Defense Against the Dark Arts, Astronomy, and Herbology. What's the first class you're dropping in your sixth year?
Astronomy.
Yeah, me too.
I don't need it, especially I'm going the more woo-woo route. And then I would probably drop... Transfiguration. I don't see myself as an or. I'm not big into, like, I'm not, like, a law enforcement type person. Like, I'm not.
No.
I am very non-confrontational. Like, if there is, like, a, you know, Ministry of Magic person that, like, is more of, like, a hostage negotiator or something, you know, like.
Ooh, okay.
I'm just thinking of, like, what would be in that realm but, like, isn't that.
Yeah.
You know, much more of a people person than a, like, I want to make sure you pay for your crimes.
Yeah, you're not going to become a police officer.
No, I don't see that for my future.
No.
One, because I'm 30 and have shown no aspirations for that. In
heck of a career change.
Yeah. Hi, I'm an office manager turned police officer. So I would definitely drop astronomy. I'd probably drop transfiguration because mm-hmm. at that point you've done a lot. And I'd probably be ready to be done with the hard stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, if it didn't affect my career aspirations,
mm-hmm.
then that is something that I wouldn't want to continue on doing.
Yeah.
I would definitely keep charms. I think it'd be really cool to get really good at potions, but also, like, I hated biology, and so, like, maybe that would... Like, it's a little bit more...
Sad. God, I hated biology.
That was the worst. As I'm, like, obsessed with Care of Magical Creatures. But that's different. You have the creatures there.
Hands on.
I would probably also... I would hate to do this. I'd probably also drop History of Magic.
Okay.
I... Obsessed with history. Love it, love it, love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see necessarily where that would be applicable in the future. And I do struggle with if something isn't, like, a direct correlation between, like, I do this and then this happens. Like, it's not.
For sure. And History of Magic is the easiest subject to teach yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need a teacher for that. You can, especially in your sixth year, like, your reading level is going to be pretty high. You're going to have a very strong basic understanding of the world and the history of the wizarding world. So anything you want to learn, you can just go read a book about it.
Yeah.
And learn it yourself. What about Defense Against the Dark Arts?
I'd keep doing that.
Sounds like a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like it's like the perfect amount of like doing things and then also like reading about
still
it.
Still getting,
you know,
the theory. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I would very much enjoy that.
And herbology, did you weigh in on that one
yet? I'm going to keep that.
Keeping herbology,
yeah,
okay.
Big keeping that energy. I need Professor Sprout in my life. You're about to go into the hardest years of your education, and I need that calming, very earth, you know, like she's got to be an earth sign, you know?
She's
big time, just
her
very
hands
grounded.
Are in that soil.
Mm-hmm. And I want to be around that. I'm going to need that grounding for my hard years.
I love that for you. Okay, herbology, I would probably drop.
Boo.
Astronomy, I would definitely drop. Again, I'm keeping divination. I want to keep taking that, and I'd rather... I'm more of an astrology versus an astronomy girl.
Okay.
I like a little woo-woo with it. Defense Against the Dark Arts, definitely keeping. Again, I like that mix of theory and practical as well. History of Magic, I'm keeping. Potions, list in it. I don't love it. Charms, for sure, keeping charms. Transfiguration, to be completely honest, would definitely depend on my OWL. If I crushed it, if I was like, heck yes, I am so good at transfiguration, then I'd be like, yeah, I'm going into my NEWT level transfiguration because it's impressive and I can.
For sure.
If I didn't crash that OWL, I'd be like, oh, that's such a dumb class. Like, you don't even really need to use that. It's not applicable to me. I don't need it, and I wouldn't take it. But it 100% would depend on my test score.
I would say that for transfiguration and for potions for me. If I was, like, scraping by and doing fine, then I don't want to do it.
No,
but
I do not want to struggle.
But if I'm crushing it, if I'm, like, just thriving
or,
like, better than other people, like, if everybody else got, like, I don't know, like, what's just, like, the regular, like, C. If everybody else got C's and I got, like, a B, I would be like, I'm gonna keep doing this.
What are they? There's, like, exceeds expectations.
There's outstanding, exceeds expectations.
I should have looked these up. I didn't.
There's troll. And that's the worst. So you don't want to get a T.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So those are the classes at Hogwarts. And I think if I were a witch, obviously I am a witch, but if I were a real witch in the wizarding world, my ideal career would be, like, I want to be Xenophilius Lovegood. I want to have my own independent press.
My girl's owning the Quibbler.
That is my dream. So, for me, it's, like, History of Magic, Defense Against the Dark Arts. Like, those more theoretical classes would actually be the ones that would be the most applicable to my life. Because, again, I like reading and researching and writing and stuff. So, I feel like I would definitely keep the more, like, booky classes.
That tracks. I would want stuff that's just incredibly
hands-on, tactile.
And I like that they have that as options. I feel like that wasn't really an option in school, and it's definitely where I tend to thrive and feel most like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to lean into that. Instead, I work a desk job, so I don't do any woo-woo. It is very much arithmancy and...
Send Adelia your thoughts and prayers. She's a creative, hands-on girl stuck in an office world.
I mean, I like it, but...
And you're crushing it and you're great at it, too, but yeah.
Would I say that it's, you know, really watering my soul and making me, you know, thrive? No.
But is it paying those bills?
Heck yeah, it
Heck
is.
Yeah.
And so in that way, thriving. And I love that.
Thriving. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Basic Cinephile podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Basic Cinephile. And we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what classes at Hogwarts you're like, oh my God, I would just love to take potions, love to take charms. And what classes you're like, why do they even offer that?
Yeah, I want to know the hot takes. Everybody has opinions. And I want to hear those strong opinions that you have.
Please.
This is garbage, and why do we have it?
Yeah, I feel
Snape
like...
should have been fired a long time ago.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, one final question for you. If you could take a class, and you have to take the class that they would have taught from any professor at Hogwarts, like, which professor would you want to take
Flitwick.
A class from? Me
Flitwick.
Too!
McGonagall's too hard, mm-hmm. and, like, sometimes I'm a little sensitive. Snape is a jerk, and we would have not gotten along.
No.
And that, like, that injustice that he shows would infuriate me. Hagrid, I would want to support him so much.
No.
I am such a woo girl,
no.
but, like, I'm not learning
no.
anything. And sometimes you're just a little too close to the fire.
Your
friend is not talented at this, but you're just, like, still supporting them? No.
I cannot handle the chaos that would have been... Hagrid's class.
Trelawney is a lot to handle, and
she'd be annoying, but I feel like for the most part you could like do your own thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like Hagrid's class where if you do your own thing you might get attacked by a hippogriff.
Oh, or Sprout.
Okay.
I would take Herbology or okay. Charms. Those are my only two that I would want to take because
okay I would love to take Lupin's Defense Against the Dark
Ooh,
Arts class.
Yeah.
That would have been super fun. Definitely Flitwick for charms, though. One of those two. Again, because they are, like, experts. They're so good at what they do. And what you're learning just sounds, like, fun and applicable. And they're both woo girls. They encourage their classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thrive under encouragement. And I shrivel under critique.
We love a word of encouragement.
Yes.
You know?
Even if I'm not doing bad, if all I hear is, like, critiques, I'm like, oh my God, I'm the worst at this. And they
yeah.
might be like, no, it was actually really, really good. You just need to fix this and this. And I'd be like, I'm going to think about those mistakes for the rest of my life.
Yeah, this is going to ruminate in my brain for a long time. And I'm going to make it into a much bigger deal than it actually was.
Definitely.
So
yeah, follow us on Instagram at the Basic Cinephile. We also want to know, like, what is that one professor that you would just love to take a class with? You can find us on Twitter at the Basic Cineph 1. That is Cinephile without the ILE. And the number one.
We're on the TikTok at The Basic Cinephile.
We're on the Facebook at The Basic Cinephile.
We're on the World Wide Web at www.thebasiccinephile.com.
Google us, The Basic yeah. Cinephile. You'll find us.
We're there.
We're all over. We release episodes every Thursday. And
Except
that means,
for when we don't.
That needs an asterisk. Maybe that should be our new phrase. We release episodes every Thursday except for when we don't.
We try, but...
We
but
both...
then also life happens, and I'm not the biggest planner.
Guys, we're indie podcasters. We're recording from my
closet
right now. We record when we feel like it. We
We've
both
got
have
a mandrake
ADHD.
Cat.
We struggle with consistency. So the goal is to release a new episode every Thursday. And you know what? A lot of times it happens. So good for us. And then sometimes it doesn't. So
we're growing.
Just think of it this way. Sometimes there's a new episode on Thursday, and sometimes there's a new episode on a surprise day.
Ooh,
who
podcast
doesn't
surprise.
Love a podcast surprise? Surprise!
Surprise!
There's not
an episode. I'm surprised there's two episodes. We have yet to do that. That's a lot of work. But you should follow us. Hit us up. Tell us what you think, especially if it's nice things. And if they're
okay.
not nice
yes.
things... Say it in a nice way, and we'll try and grow.
Yes,
you know,
bring us your woo girl energy. Bring us your positive reinforcement. We love that. If you are listening to us on Spotify, new fun feature, you can now rate podcasts on Spotify. So please give us a rating. Subscribe to our show. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate our show. Leave us some positive feedback. Tell us how great we are, and we will return the favor. Follow
yeah,
us on Instagram, and we will hype you up. We will like those photos.
Guaranteed
we will comment.
Like.
We just love, we love supporting
people. We love to
people.
Love. Love
We're
to
just
love,
witches
man.
Supporting witches, okay?
That's us. Witches supporting witches.
Is us. And now
it's time for us to go.
It's time for us to stand up. We've been sitting on the floor for a long time.
These knees are hurting.
These over 30 joints, man.
Things are going to be difficult.
Things are going to be difficult.
Give us thoughts and prayers on standing up. Have a great week. And
yes, and we'll see you on Thursday. Or, surprise, maybe we won't.
But, hopefully we will.
But, TBD. Okay. Love you all. See you next week on Thursday, maybe. Bye.